What you got there? That looks good. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Senate Committee on Healthcare and Human Services. It's April 23rd. And I wanted to let you know we are moving the postpartum placenta bill to Monday, April 29th, because Representative Kenny Geyer cannot be here today. So that will be off the agenda today. Now I'd like to open a public hearing on House Bill 2102. Sandy.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2102 comes to our committee from the House floor, 57 ayes, 3 excused. It clarifies the exemption for elementary and secondary school elementary teachers, coaches, and volunteers, and it exempts sports trainers accompanying sports team from the licensing requirements, allows the Oregon Health Licensing Agency to issue a registration to applicants meeting the specified criteria. Madam Chair, there's no revenue impact, and there's a minimal fiscal impact on the bill.
And we only have one person signed up to testify.
Yes. Madam Chair, Senator Mona Sanderson and members of the committee, my name is Holly Mercer. I'm Interim Executive Director for the Health Licensing Agency. This bill, we believe, is fairly straightforward. Kind of stemmed from some athletic teams that arrived in Eugene with the Olympics. And what we wanted to do is not insist that any of those athletic trainers that were with those teams had to register with us. So this gives them a 60-day exemption from having to register with our agency. Also, we wanted to clear up the exception for school teachers. As it stands now, if you're a school teacher and working and doing athletic training services, you don't need to register. But if on a weekend you sign up with a private sports team and you're performing athletic services, then you do need to register with us. The other thing this bill does, it provides for a reciprocity from other states. We didn't have that specifically in the statute before, so this allows for reciprocity. And then we did a cleanup measure on the Board of Certification, which is the correct national certification that the athletic trainers are required to have. So, four things, no opposition that we are aware of, and we are certainly open to any questions.
Great. I read through the bill. I didn't have any questions. Does anyone else have any discussion? I will close the public hearing on House Bill 2102, excuse me, and open a work session on House Bill 2102.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2102 to the Senate floor to pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2102 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Cruz.
Aye.
Aye.
Excused.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And I haven't given a bill to Senator Knope for a long time.
Nope.
Senator Knope, it's all yours.
Are you willing to carry this bill?
Yes, Madam.
Thank you. All right.
Usually when he carries a bill, it runs into trouble. But
I know. So with that, I'll close the work session on House Bill 2102. And open a public hearing on House Bill 2104.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, again, the bill comes to us from the House chamber with a 59-aye vote, 1 excused. The bill modifies the definition of medical imaging to include medical imaging procedures not related to clinical diagnosis and treatment. It defines ionizing radiation. It prohibits a person from performing medical imaging procedure on another person unless the procedure is for medical purposes and is ordered and interpreted by a licensed physician, nurse practitioner, or physician assistant acting within their scope of licensee's authority, exempts research and education, and it allows the Board of Medical Imaging to draft rules relating to the research and the education exemption. There is no fiscal or revenue impact on the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Chair Mona Sanderson and committee members, my name is Ed Conlow. I'm the Executive Director of the Board of Medical Imaging. The Board licenses technologists who practice medical imaging, which includes radiography, sonography, nuclear medicine, MRI, and radiation therapy. HB 2104A specifies that all medical imaging on humans must serve a medical purpose, and it specifies in statute that a medical image must be both ordered and interpreted by a physician or recognized mid-level provider. A little history on this. Last year, the board had received several reports of fetal photo shops offering commercial ultrasound imaging to expectant parents for entertainment purposes. The current understanding of ultrasound is that it is an invasive procedure which heats human tissue. The effects are not fully understood at this time. The board is concerned that some parents could make the potentially serious mistake of purchasing a fetal photo and then neglecting to follow through with a medical professional's recommendation to obtain a proper diagnostic ultrasound. The board's position is that any form of medical imaging offers benefits but also carries risk and should only be utilized when medically appropriate. The board's position is consistent with policy statements of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the American Institute of Ultrasound Medicine, American Society of Radiologic Technologists, Society of Diagnostic Medical Sonography, Oregon Society of Radiologic Technologists, and the Oregon Nurses Association. The legislation contains a couple of exceptions for mammography, which is governed by the Federal Mammography Quality Standards Act, and also for imaging done for bona fide research and educational purposes. Thank you.
I'm just here to answer. Chair Anderson and committee, my name is Thomas King, the board chair, and I'm here to answer any questions you have.
We talked in my office. I have none.
This is a great bill. Yeah. I'm really happy to see this.
Yeah.
As a physician, it's infuriating to me that they're offering these things for entertainment. And what if they said that they saw something that wasn't there and a parent made a decision, or a parent thought it was equivalent to a medical ultrasound and didn't get appropriate prenatal screening? I mean,
It's just medicine's medicine. Let's keep it as medicine.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there's no one signed up to testify, so I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2104A and open a work session on House Bill 2104A.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2104A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2104A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hayward?
Aye.
Senator Snow?
Aye.
Excused. Mr. Cruz?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and Senator Steiner Hayward wants to carry the bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
With that, I'll close the work session.
We can ask her questions on the floor.
Yeah, we'll give her a bad time. We'll close the work session.
I've been through that.
On House Bill 2104A, and I will open a public hearing on House Bill 2280.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 2280 comes from us from the House floor, 56 ayes, 4 excused. It modifies the definition of qualified employer, authorizes the continuation of coverage for an employee enrolled in the program and whose employment has been terminated.
Why don't we recess this? Representative Conger wanted to testify, so let's wait for him. Let's go through the other bills and see if they get off the floor, because we have another bill also.
They're doing Cougars right now.
They're not going to be off the floor for eons.
Are they doing Cougars, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to temporarily, although I'll probably come back to it before they come, but let's just see if we can get anybody else here. All right. Temporarily, I'm going to close House Bill 2280 and open a public hearing. Is this the one that...
No, you already announced that.
Yeah. This is one. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2678A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2678A comes to us from the House floor with 56 ayes, 4 excused. It authorizes a person licensed in the practice of physical therapy in another jurisdiction to provide physical therapy services to individual in the state to whom the person provided the physical therapy services prior to providing services in the state. Whoa. Clarifies exception for touring theaters theater companies, performing art companies, and athletic teams or organizations.
Okay, explain that to us.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Inga Deckard on behalf of the Oregon Physical Therapy Association, and hopefully I will be speaking in plain English. In the Oregon Physical Therapy Practice Act, you're required to have a license from the state of Oregon to practice physical therapy in the state. The Practice Act also has a list of exemptions to that requirement. One of the exemptions currently is that if you are practicing, if you're licensed in another state and you come to Oregon and you practice physical therapy for a period of time that does not exceed 60 days in one calendar year, and you're providing those services to a touring theater company, a performing arts company, or an athletic team, then you are able to do so. This bill modifies that provision, and the change and the need for this modification came to light when the Olympic track trials were here in Oregon, in Eugene, a year or two ago. Because the athletes that traveled to Oregon to compete in those trials were not part of a team, technically, the PTs who were licensed in another state that came to the state to treat them if they needed treatment while they were here did not fall under this exemption. So this bill will make it clear that athletes or performing artists who come to the state and perform as individuals associated with some sort of organization or event can be treated by PTs from another state that travel either with them or, you know, travel along with the event or organization without having to obtain a license.
And Madam Chair, with the next Olympic trials being in Eugene, this is absolutely appropriate.
Yep.
All right.
It's a good bill.
And no one else has signed up. My goodness. I will close the public hearing on House Bill 2678A and open a public hearing on 2678A. Work session on 2678A.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2678A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2678A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Excuse. Aye. Okay, motion carries and
Madam Chair, you need to say aye.
Did I say aye? Aye.
Or excused, either way you want to
do it. I'm sorry, I mean it.
Thank you. I totally missed that one.
Poor Andrew was looking.
Okay, Senator Cruz would like to carry this bill, and I will close the work session on House Bill 2678A, and open. Oh, again, Congress who's going to testify on this?
Madam Chair, they're going to be busy all the time. I think this may be the sort of thing where they just soon see the bill passed as
to testify. I'd love to have my representatives come in and talk, though, but that's all right.
This was Representative Unger's bill, Madam Chair.
Unger, that was who it was. Okay. Well, let's open the work session on House Bill 2969.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2969 had a public hearing on Thursday, April 18th. You'll recall that this bill was very straightforward about health insurers paying the ambulance care and the transportation provider directly. This came off the House floor with 57 ayes, 0 noes, 2 excused, minimal fiscal impact, and a no revenue impact, Madam Chair, and there are no amendments.
Okay, and I was, you know, concerned about the bill because we had a bill before where we had this opposition from people regarding paying an entity directly for out-of-network, but I had some insurers explain to me that the reason there's no opposition to the bill is because the county regulates the charges that ambulance charges. So that was why there's no opposition.
Well, I'd also suggest, Madam Chair, that in most cases the payment is made to the it's a joint payment, and so both parties have to sign off on the bill, on the check, so.
Okay. All right. No further discussion. Clerk will call the roll.
Well, we got a,
oh, we got a
motion.
Work session.
You want a motion first?
I want a motion first.
It's been a long day.
It's been a very long day. Sorry.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2969 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2969 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Oh, I turned the senator part and I was saying, hi.
No, sir, notice a possible minority report. Okay, I'll be an aye.
I think we have set the tone for this.
Okay.
Did everybody look at you like I did?
I'll be an aye, I guess, if we're not going to do a minority report. What the heck?
Aye. Motion carries.
You need some of that.
What is this?
It's chocolate. Oh, it's dark chocolate. Okay. Right. Yes.
Okay.
You know, you're impeding.
Who would like to cover the ambulance care and transportation bill?
I've been doing this since I started.
Senator Canope, do you want to?
I know, but I'm.
Yes, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you. Note that Senator Canope is going to carry House Bill 2969. I close the work session on House Bill 2669.
2969.
Okay. And I closed it.
Yeah.
Right. Now, let us go back to...
Do you want to stand at ease for 10 minutes?
I don't know. Do you want to stand at ease, or Robin, can you carry it? Okay.
Let Robin.
Yeah, let's, because we're going to be a total disaster if we go too much longer. I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2280.
Bail us out, Robin.
Got it. Pass my bill. Oh.
Okay.
Good morning. Oh, gosh. Good afternoon.
That's right.
I think I might need some of your chocolate. Chair Monica Henderson, Vice Chair Senator Cruz, and members of the committee, I am here, Robin Henderson, Director of Government Affairs at St. Charles Health System. That's the hat today. In support of House Bill 2280, House Bill 2280 applies to what is called a multi-share product in Central Oregon that's been in operation for several years, known as Shared Care. Shared Care serves approximately 500 individuals in the Central Oregon region who work for fairly low wages and don't have health care benefits. It's a multi-share product, which means it's not portable, it's not really insurance. It's more of a, it started under a federal program a few years back that allows us to provide some type of coverage, primarily for primary care and other types of things, to people who have between 2 and 50 employees. So the employer pays a portion and the individual pays a portion, and then they also have some engagement requirements. The long story short is this bill allows us to consider employees as 50 full-time equivalent. We know that many small businesses often have part-time employees, and 50 individuals may only be 25 full-time equivalents. So that just clears that up. This also allows us to have, you know, 2 months prior to enrollment and 2 months, you know, it's been in operation for less than 2 months, gives them the ability to participate in that, and then has a termination clause in here that allows them to continue their coverage if they leave their employment, at least until they can get into something else. We have, as St. Charles, supported this product after Health Matters closed as an agency and picked it up. We feel it's an important community need, and we really would like to see this move forward. It didn't have any opposition. And in the House, Representative Conger is a big supporter. Representative Val Hoyle came and testified, actually, when we had this in the House committee, because she ran one of these products down in Lane County. So.
Any other discussion?
Let's move it.
Move it. Okay. And would you let Representative Conger know that his Senator Canope will be carrying the bill?
Wonderful.
Oh.
You are so trusting. Thank you.
I'll let him know right now.
Okay. All right.
Well, Tim, there goes your minority report, just like that.
Okay, I will close the public hearing on House Bill 2280 and open a work session on House Bill 2280.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2280 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2280 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Sanders.
Aye.
She got it. All right.
Aye.
Excuse.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and Senator Knope will carry the bill, and I will close the work session on House Bill 2280, and that leaves us with
2992.
I'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2992A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, 2992A comes to you unanimously off the House floor with 60 aye votes. It authorizes the Oregon Health Authority to operate the Farm Direct Nutrition Program to enable participants in Women, Infants, and Children Program, otherwise known as WIC, to purchase fresh produce at farmers markets or roadside stands and to operate the Senior Farm Direct Nutrition Program for low-income seniors to purchase fresh produce in farmers market and roadside stands as well.
And I know Representative Unger wanted to, this is his bill, but he is not here, so Robin Johnson's going to carry the water.
Thanks. It's a fine day for Robin's here. And the Healthcare Committee Chair, Mona Sanderson, members of the committee. My name's Robin Johnson. I'm from the Oregon Hunger Task Force. Wanted to thank you for this opportunity to testify in support of House Bill 2992. You have heard a bill very similar to this before, so I'll be very brief. 2992 makes a simple change in the authorization authority, gives the health authority the authorization to operate farm direct nutrition programs in the absence of the federal authorization. So we all know that the farm bill lapsed last September, leaving us without the authority to administer the program on the state level. Our state, in its great wisdom, contributes funds to this program that supplies vouchers to WIC families, seniors, very low-income seniors, to spend at farmers markets and farm stands. So we as a state contribute a bit of money to that. In the absence of the federal authorization and the federal funding, we want to be able to give out our funding. So I think that everyone is pretty clear on this. I also want to mention that I brought testimony from Philip Kennedy Wong on behalf of the Oregon Food Bank, and they are also in support of this bill. And with that, I'll sort of leave it and would be very happy to answer any questions.
Any discussion?
It's a good bill. We need to do this.
All right. I will close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Was the only person, right?
Yes, ma'am.
On House Bill 2992A and open a work session on House Bill 2992A.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2992 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2992A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, just potential conflict of interest. I have a farm stand.
Yeah, you're part of a large class, too. Yeah.
I know, but still.
Okay.
It's an advertisement thing, so people will know to come.
And that defeats
the
whole purpose
right there, Senator.
Of interest. All right. Clerk will call. No other discussion. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hammond.
Aye.
Senator
Knopf. Aye.
Senator
Shields. Excused.
Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries, and I would like to carry this bill since I'm on the bill. Okay, I will close the work session on House Bill 2992. And colleagues, we're done.
Let's adjourn before we really blow things up.
I know. We are adjourned. That's amazing. 25 minutes.